The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be unto you all. Okay, now go ahead and grab all your pencils. It's time to take a quiz. Who can name all the Ten Commandments? We've been doing this often enough now. Brandon, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, do the Pastor Janelle version. Pastor Janelle from over in Calvary taught us that the one-word summary of it. So you got that? God, worship, parents, kill, sex, steal, lie, covet, covet. That's all individual words. It's not parents, kill, sex. But we can work on them together. I'll lead you. So the first one is, you shall have no other gods before me. The second one is, you shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God. How many of you did not learn it that way? You shall not take the Lord's name in. There you go. Number three, remember the... And keep it holy. Number four, honor. All right. Number five, you shall not murder. Remember, we're into the God worship, parents kill, sex. So number six, you shall not commit. Number seven, steal, lie, covet, covet. Number seven, you shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbors. Number nine, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Yeah, that shows you how different it is. The tenth one then is, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or servants or animals or cars, trucks, ATVs, quilting room, kitchen appliances, or anything else. I mean, the original, okay, so I added a little bit to there. But originally it was all talking about farm stuff, and not all of us are farmers. There's all this different stuff though that we could covet, that we could be envious, that we could be jealous of our neighbors. So a couple more questions for you. Where are the Ten Commandments located in the Bible? Simple one. Okay, we'll start. Which Testament, old or new?
Old.
All right. And then which books? It's actually in there twice as part of the Pentateuch or the Torah. Exodus is one of them. And the other one is Deuteronomy, which was today's reading. The first reading came from the Deuteronomy, which is another book of the law, the Torah, the Pentateuch. It said that Moses spoke this book to the Hebrew people just before they were about to enter into the blessed promised land. Is a recap of all they had experienced and learned over the last 40 years, and it was a way to set them on a right path. It's a fascinating book, and it's kind of a good place to start. If you ever wanted to sit down and say, I'm going to read the Bible, how many of you ever said, I'm going to sit down and try to read the Bible cover to cover? How many of you have not quite made it? You start off with Genesis, and it's not bad. There's some spots in there where there's a little bit of genealogy and you get kind of lost. But overall, it's kind of a history book. It tells the story of the people. And so it's not too bad. Then you get into Exodus, and Exodus is still kind of exciting. It's Moses. God calls Moses and says, go down, get my people, bring them up. And, there's all the plagues and that kind of stuff and the work. But then all of a sudden, it starts getting into this kind of the boring stuff, all the different laws. Okay, you guys are free, but now you need to follow these rules.
Aww.
Yeah. So, and then Leviticus and Numbers are nothing but the laws. And so it's kind of like those two and a half books there. It's like reading a law book, which, unless you're a lawyer, I don't know if you could find any joy in it. But Deuteronomy then picks up the story again. And so today's reading came from that section that reminds people that where Moses is reminding the people about the Ten Commandments. And our reading was, which did you notice which one ours was today? The Sabbath day. Yay, Gwen was paying attention. Gold star for you. Extra brownie point with God. What did we learn a couple weeks ago? Undeserved and free, right? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It is interesting because when you read the Bible, this is the commandment that actually gets the most print. It is the one that God goes into the most detail on. The others are just, you know, do not kill, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not lie, all that kind of stuff. But this, observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male or female slave, or your ox or your donkey, or any of your livestock, or the resident alien in your town, so that your male and female slave may rest as well. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. God is actually giving the Hebrews permission to take a break, to do nothing for a whole day. They've just spent 40 years wandering in the desert. Prior to that, they had been slaves in Egypt for almost 400 years. And I'm pretty sure that the slave masters, they didn't have a whole lot of compassion for their slaves. They would work them to death and then simply go get new ones. So they had to work every single day. And perhaps this is why we realize this when our ancestors that fought so hard for the 5-day, 40-hour work week. We need that time off. Our bodies need rest and recuperation. If we go too long without taking a break, you actually start to lose your focus and your effectiveness. So the more you work, it's the less you're doing. It is good to rest. And not just you or me, but everyone. God makes it a point to say that even your slaves, animals and livestock, they should rest. Even the foreigners, the strangers in your town, they need a break. So none of you are to work. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the day. Oh, wait, but don't forget about God. After all, that's the whole point of today, is that not only you get that break from work, but you get to just take some time and worship God, to praise God. Which, if we are honest, in today's world, it's kind of tough. We're told to be busier, to be more productive. Even in retirement, right? You've got to get stuff done. We need to travel all over the world and go and see and do things before our bodies completely give out on us. Go see the grandkids. Go to funerals. Go to meetings. Go volunteer. Go, 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 go. Our God tells us actually to stop. Today is the one day where you don't have to do anything other than worship God. And God tells us, come to me and I will give you rest. And that is what Matthew tells us in today's gospel. Come to me, all you that are worried, that are weary, and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Dave Ramsey likes to talk about teamwork, and he talks about the Belgian draft horses, you know, those big, massive horses. One horse can pull 8,000 pounds, which is 4 tons. Which is a lot. But if you get two horses together, even if they've never met, two horses together can pull 24,000 pounds. So it's triple, three times as much. However, if you take these two animals and you train them to work together, they can pull up to 32,000 pounds. So yeah, 16 tons, four times as much as just one horse. And that is actually what Jesus is telling us. Join my yoke. A yoke, it's a solid, it's not an egg. It's a solid wooden beam. it's a solid wooden beam that they use you hitch up two oxen to it. A pair of oxen. It's something that it goes against their shoulders. It distributes the weight evenly so that the animals can just focus on moving forward. And that's what Jesus is telling us. Get in my yoke. Stick your head in over here, and I'm going to help you pull this load. I will walk with you in this life. So we're actually given two gifts this morning. God gives us the gift of rest, and Jesus gives us the gift of his yoke, his strength, that we can be yoked to him. Jesus takes away the burdens that weigh us down by putting them at the foot of the cross. You can walk up to the cross, we fall on our knees, and we can leave our sins, our sorrows, and our burdens there. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen.